If you're a keen follower of environmental news, you may have heard about the recent court case in Queensland between Hoffman Drilling and the Gold Coast City Council. The case was over the extraction of water by Hoffman near Springbrook National Park, a part of the Gondwana Rainforest of Australia, a World Heritage Site. Hoffman made their application for drilling in April of 2018. However, the local Gold Coast City Council refused their application in December the following year, stating that Hoffman's development plans did not demonstrate that it would not impact areas of environmental significance. Hoffman Drilling then appealed this refusal. Hoffman's appeal was based on the claim that the surrounding local area is rich in groundwater and experiences a large amount of rainfall. Their initial plans were to extract 16 million litres of water annually for selling bottled water. The Australian Rainforest Conservation Society, known to many as the ARCS, joined the council's case, represented by the Environmental Defenders Office. The ARCS argued that the extraction of water could harm the neighbouring Springbrook National Park, a World Heritage Area. Their concern was not only for the water resource itself, but nearby streams and endangered species specific to that area. Brendan Sides is the National Biodiversity Policy Advisor at the Australian Conservation Foundation.
World Heritage status under the World Heritage Convention commits the Australian government to protecting and preserving the sites. But as to how that actually happens in Australia, it really actually requires further action.
As a party to the World Heritage Convention, Australia has agreed to recognise that the identification and safeguarding of heritage located within our territory is primarily our own responsibility.
We have an overarching framework in the form of the Environment Protection and Biodiversity Conservation Act, and that protects matters which are called matters of national environmental significance under the legislation. One of the initial cases, in fact, under the EPBC Act also dealt with a sort of similar thing where the problem there was the electrocution of flying foxes outside the World Heritage Site but adjacent to it.
Australia has 20 sites inscribed in the World Heritage List, more natural World Heritage Sites than any other country.
World Heritage status is really important. The obligations in the main to protect those World Heritage sites are in the main taken pretty seriously. But there are some pretty significant challenges that arise as well with some of the impacts that are being experienced by World Heritage sites.
The Australian Department of Climate Change, Energy, the Environment and Water describes World Heritage sites as places that are vital to the cultural, social and economic fabric of our nation. Although there's arguments to increase the availability of World Heritage status, it's important that we recognise the importance of the rarity and sacred nature of World Heritage.
Quite correctly, I think World Heritage is actually something that's quite difficult to secure and it brings with it some quite significant obligations. So it's not going to be appropriate for all areas, even if they do have quite significant natural and cultural values. So I guess that just points up the value of having something that designates the really special places as World Heritage, but also the need to ensure that we've got good national environmental laws, for instance, good state and local laws that also provide the protection that's necessary to all of the other really important places and sites from a natural and cultural heritage perspective.
It's up to the Commonwealth and local governments to protect surrounding areas that have a flow-on effect to these World Heritage sites. As of last week, the court case between Hoffman and the Gold Coast City Council reached a settlement, meaning that Hoffman will be allowed to extract 8 million litres of water a year rather than 16. While this may seem like a negative outcome for the local World Heritage environment, it's a significant reduction to the environmental threat that the area was originally facing. The amount of water being extracted is now drastically reduced, and Hoffman are now required to undertake baseline and ongoing monitoring of the site. Of course, this would be a case of ongoing conversation and debate, but what is important is the role of local councils, laws and communities and their role in protecting the World Heritage, which can't always protect itself or surrounding areas.